The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peake, reading today from the October 27, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, General Hospital spoilers. Tracy didn't spike my drink, did you? By Michelle Parkerton. Pointing fingers, secrets explode in the General Hospital spoilers promo for the week of October the 27th, starting with a whopper that Martin has been keeping. The teaser video begins with a shot of curious Lulu and then Ned and a shocked Olivia, as Martin is heard saying, "They're never going to figure out we're working together," to his mystery conspirator. A woman's hand is shown sliding a check across a table at the Metro Court restaurant before the first segment of the promo ends on a close-up of the lawyer. With whom might Martin be in cahoots with? And does it have to do with Drew's shooting or something else altogether? The next clip in the video is a scene of the Quartermain Mansion, where Ronnie is accusing a new person of drugging her, as Tracy looks on in shock. "Tracy didn't spike my drink, did you?" Ronnie shouts. Then the promo flashes to Anna, who is in her office at the PCPD and is astonished by what she's just been told. "What?" the commissioner gasps. "Is Ronnie acting on a hunch, or did she find proof that Tracy wasn't the one who slipped her a Mickey? And what has Anna so upset about? Might the PCPD have found new evidence in one of their high-profile investigations? Drew's shootings or Judge Heron's murder?" The cat's out of the bag. Next, Jordan is heard spilling a secret that is not hers to tell. Portia is pregnant, she announces as the promo focuses on Curtis. Is this how he learns that his estranged wife is possibly carrying his child, or is Jordan venting about her rival to someone else? In the final portion of the promo, Sidwell is meeting with Dalton in the professor's office at PCU when Britt enters. "I'm tired of your failure to make progress, and you're being replaced," Sidwell sternly informs his accomplice just as Britt walks through the door. Is Sidwell having Dr. Westbourne take over Dalton's coal fusion research at the college? Is that what Britt was working on at the Five Poppies Resort? See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out the first look photos for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including General Hospital. In our next story today, the bold and beautiful spoilers, Liam proposes to Hope, by Chris Eads. The bold and beautiful spoilers video for the week of October the 27th previews a budding romance, a big shock, and a life-changing decision. Deacon and Taylor appear about to become more than just doctor and patient. Electra is stunned to see Remy again, and Liam decides to try and make Hope his wife again. How will she respond? Playing doctor, with his marriage to Sheila on the rocks, Deacon has turned to Taylor for advice, and the shrink naturally counseled him that it was a terrible mistake to even get involved with a psycho in the first place. However, even though Taylor is the therapist and Deacon is the patient, he can't help turning things around on her a bit. "Why can't you just leave Ridge in the past and make room for some new joy?" he wonders. Then, as he takes Taylor's face in his hand to wipe away the tear running down her cheek, the pair get closer than ever and share a charged moment. It appears they're about to move in for a kiss, but will Taylor give in to her feelings or insist on keeping things between them professional? A blast from the past. When Deke landed a job working as a designer at Forrester, Remy urged his boyfriend not to mention his name around the office, but didn't say exactly why. Now, in the runway room, Hope, Electra, and Daphne watch as Ivy asks Deke, "Where's your friend?" Ah, babe, Deke calls towards the doorway. Come on out. Then Remy nervously enters the room, and Ivy throws her hands up to cover her face in shock. Electra shoots him a steely glare as she shouts, Remy, will Deke's relationship with Electra, former stalker, mean the end of his career at Forrester, or perhaps the end of him and Remy? One more time. Since learning he didn't have a fatal brain tumor, Liam has been enjoying his new lease on life to the fullest, especially his renewed closeness with Hope as they spent time with their daughter Beth. Bill urged his son to reclaim his family, so now Liam is poised to make a big move in order to make that dream come true. I've put you through a lot, Liam tells Hope as they sit together, her hands in his. What do you say we put our family back together? He opens up a box to reveal a beautiful diamond engagement ring, and Hope is clearly overwhelmed by the gesture. Brooke has also been urging her daughter to listen to her heart and give Liam another chance. But will she listen? Will Hope accept the proposal or decide their relationship is better off staying the way it is? Share your thoughts and predictions about what's next on The Bold and Beautiful in the comments section, and be sure to check out our First Look gallery for a sneak peek at what's coming up on all of the soaps. In our next story today, the tune-in alert for the young and restless. Discussions, Intrigue, and Worry by Diane Brunstein. In the Monday, October the 27th episode of The Young and Restless, teasers preview that Kane makes a confession to Lily. Also, Daniel and Tessa set ground rules, and finally, Adam and Chelsea face an unexpected challenge. Take a look through The Young and Restless spoilers gallery for a look at that and some of the other drama coming up on this episode. And don't forget to check out the full spoilers for the week. At Crimson Lights, Phyllis sits with her son Daniel, who appears exasperated by whatever it is his mother is trying to convey to him. Will she notice she is upsetting Daniel and finally back off? Danny interrupts his mother and son while they're mid-discussion. Could this be the break Daniel has been hoping for to finally get Phyllis off his case? Or will he end up with two parents on the same side, driving him crazy? Danny appears lost in a contemplation as he sips his coffee at the Crimson Lights. Is he having second thoughts about what he said to Daniel and Phyllis? Adam doesn't appear too thrilled to have Kane interrupting his meal at Genoa City Athletic Club with Chelsea. Is he giving them both a hard time because of the expose they published about him at the Newman Media? Adam and Chelsea are probably comparing notes about the interruption Kane caused earlier in the day. Are they ready to fight back against the billionaire with a follow-up story, or are they trying to anticipate what kind of blowback he has in store for them? And Adam appears determined to make a point as he talks with Chelsea. They know that Kane still poses a danger to several businesses in Genoa City, and they may be trying to figure out a way to keep Newman's holdings safe. And Kane meets with Lily. Spoilers tease he's about to make a confession to his ex-wife. Considering he wants to reunite with her and the kids, will this confession help make that happen, or could it blow his second chance out of the water? In our next story today, the tune-in alert. Beyond the Gates, Always Knew You Had a Crush on My Wife by Diane Brunstein. Needing Allies, the action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers for the week of October the 27th opens at the Fairmont Crest Country Club, where Leslie is sitting at one table as she talks with Haley, who is seated nearby. Imagine what we can accomplish if we pulled our resources, she tells Bill's wife. She may be a grifter, but Haley looks down her nose at the other woman. Hanging out, Isaiah and Ava run into each other again at Uptown. The attraction between them is palpable. If you're looking to hang out with someone until we both figure things out, I'm down for that, Ava shares. Isaiah appears intrigued as he tells her, sounds like a plan. He flashes her a brilliant smile as the two decide to keep things light. Spilling the tea, Samantha is dressed professionally and excited to join her cousins Kat and Chelsea at Uptown, but as she approaches, she overhears Kat confiding in Chelsea about her sex life with Thomas. "The way Thomas can't get enough of me these days," she trills as Samantha's eyes widen. Later, Samantha appears to have taken Kat's word to heart as she makes out with her boyfriend Nathan on the couch, and unfortunately for her, her two dads, Smitty and Martin, spoil the moment when they burst in and see the teens making out. "Samantha Richardson Smith," Smitty yells. Sister Act. Danny and Nicole catch up over a meal at the country club, and Danny has a big reaction to what is happening in Nicole's life. "You are too nice. Ted has given you the ultimate hall pass to do whatever you want with whomever you desire," Danny says. And meanwhile, Nicole runs into Ted at the hospital while she's with his best pal and business partner, Carlton, whom she is dating, and sparks start flying as Shanice watches. "Always knew you had a crush on my wife," Ted tells Carlton. "Truth hurts," Carlton snaps back. Ted gets in his face and he says, "Not as much as my fist is going to hurt going upside your head." See it all for yourself in the videos. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out the Spoilers Gallery for a look at what's next on all of the soaps for the week of October the 27th, including Beyond the Gates. In our next story today, the tune-in alert for Days of Our Lives. "Why Didn't You Tell Me About This Before?" by Diane Brunstein. All the rage. The action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers for the week of October the 27th begins at a local business where Brady has taken Sarah, who is still reeling over the news that Xander really was the one who beat Philip, to a pulp so she can work out her anger. This is a rage room where you get all of your anger out and frustrations, and you just start smashing everything, he tells her as he hands Sarah a baseball bat. There are glasses scattered throughout the room, all ready for someone to pulverize, and wearing safety glasses and protective gear to match, Sarah releases her rage by swinging the bat at the fragile stemware. Righting a wrong, Maggie is disgusted with her soon-to-be former son-in-law for what he's done. She loves Xander with all of her heart, but she's furious at him for giving in to his dark side and almost killing his half-brother. "I will do everything in my power to send you to prison," she says. "Philip will go right alongside me," Xander promises, taking Maggie by surprise. Father Knows Best. Abe speaks with his son Theo in Horton Town Square. "And why didn't you tell me about this before?" Abe asks. Theo has to tell him a hard truth. "You have not been easy to talk to," Theo says bluntly. Will things come more easily for the father and son now that a line of communications has been opened? Suspicions confirmed. Dressed up in a costume, Leo talks with Aaron and tells the teen something very important. "You may be my foster son's biological father," Leo informs the nervous young man. What will Aaron do if it turns out he really is Tesoro's father? First meeting. At Julie's bookstore, Abe is greeting the young man he sent to mentor. "Mr. Salejo," Abe says, welcoming him. "He can just call me Liam," he says to Abe. And a familiar voice vanishes. "Oh, slow down. I can't understand a word you're saying," EJ says to off-screen before he's shown turning around in his office chair. He tells someone unseen, "My brother Tony is missing." See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out the Spoilers Gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Days of Our Lives. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, The Bold and Beautiful, Beyond the Gates, and Days of Our Lives for the week of October the 27th, by Michelle Parkerton. From Beyond the Gates, On Monday, the 27th, Danny pushes Nicole to make a bold move. Haley is unsettled by Leslie's offer of an alliance. Samantha and June are at odds, and Isaiah gets an earful from Kat. Anita and Vernon have a long overdue discussion with Martin and Smitty on Tuesday, October the 28th. Ted and Carlton go to war, and Chelsea and Kat's candid conversation causes someone close to them to enact an impulsive plan. On Wednesday, October the 29th, Joey reminds Elon, who holds the cards in their unholy alliance. Vanessa makes her priorities clear to Danny. Samantha angers both of her dads, and Juan Dupree is forced to answer some tough questions, while Isaiah ponders making a life-changing decision. A run-in with Andre pushes Derek to ask Ashley for a wedding update on Thursday, October the 30th. Ted and Leslie try to forge a new path forward. Tyrell defends his sister's honor, which impresses Jessica, and Vernon and Nicole's Halloween plans are interrupted by an interloper, followed by family members seeking some much-needed advice. On Friday, October the 31st, Anita's twist to an upcoming annual event could help heal old wounds. Bill buys his wife some peace of mind, while Haley is rattled by a run-in with Joey. Madison is upset with Chelsea for butting into family business, and Ava gets a touching offer that promises to deepen one of her relationships. From Days of Our Lives, on Monday, October the 27th, Maggie and Xander have a difference of opinion, and Brady makes an apology to Kat. Theo issues a challenge to JJ on Tuesday, October the 28th, while Jennifer has some encouraging words to Chad. On Wednesday, October the 29th, Abe meets his new literacy mentor. Liam and Stephanie expects Jeremy to answer some questions, and Johnny does what he can to support Chanel while EJ needs a favor from Kat on Thursday, October the 30th. Stephanie's identity is exposed on Friday, October the 31st, as Alex levels a warning to Jeremy. From General Hospital on Monday the 27th, the episode of GH, Lulu gets upsetting news. Nathan makes a promise. Sidwell approaches Sonny. Portia and Tarina have a heart-to-heart, and Gio confides in Emma. Jason confronts Carly on Tuesday, October the 28th. Anna gets answers. Nina plays dirty. Curtis is left reeling. Ned tries to reason with Tracy, and Portia reaches out to Ava. Ronnie's announcement shocks the Quartermains on Wednesday, October the 29th. Britt and Elizabeth face off. Curtis has a tense encounter with Isaiah. Lulu and Dante clash, and Nathan issues a warning. On Thursday, October the 30th, Jason surprises Britt. Tracy drowns her sorrows. Cody seeks legal advice, and Sonny voices his regrets, and Justine grills Jordan. Tracy and Lucy reminisce about Alan on Friday, October the 31st. Brennan makes a proposition. Drew suffers a setback, and Britt gets new marching orders, and Laura is dismayed. From The Young and Restless on Monday the 27th, Kane makes a confession to Lily. Daniel and Tessa set ground rules, and Adam and Chelsea face an unexpected challenge. Victor strikes an unexpected deal on Tuesday, October the 28th. Jack receives a cryptic message, and Adam pushes Billy too far. On Wednesday, October the 29th, Nikki and Victoria arrive in Los Angeles. Kyle interrogates Sienna, and Phyllis protects her interests. Victor offers Michael a second chance on Thursday, October the 30th. Billy and Phyllis trade intel, and Jack takes a stand to protect Jabot. On Friday, October the 31st, Sharon's search for answers sends her down a dangerous path. Holden sees a new side of Claire, and Kyle goes to the extra mile for Harrison. In our next story today, some casting news, General Hospital comings and goings. The door is always open for return. by Mara Levinsky. The Goodbye Girl. Sofer's affiliation with General Hospital stretches back to 1993, when the actress, who at the time had two soap deals going on under her belt, Another World's Joyce and Loving's Rocky, was first cast as outspoken, lovable, and long-nail-favoring Lois, who quickly became romantically linked to Eddie Main, the rocker alter ego of buttoned-up Ned Ashton. The pair became a fan favorite and tied the knot on screen in 1995. That same year, Sofer won both the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actress and the Soap Opera Digest Award for Outstanding Younger Lead Actress. In 1996, as she was poised to welcome her first daughter, Rosabel, with then-husband Ned, Sofer exited the show, going on to a prolific career in primetime on Seinfeld, Friends, Just Shoot Me, and 24 are just a few of the notable series that she appeared in. Then, from 2013 to 2022, she returned to the daytime arena to star on Bold and Beautiful as scheming jewelry designer Quinn Fuller. It was 2 years ago this month that Sofer's Lois popped back in up in Port Charles, some 27 years after she was last cast as a member. Though she did return for a handful of episodes in 1997 to wrap up Lois and Ned's storyline, and in her first interview about her comeback, she enthused to digest, "I've played a lot of characters in my career, and Lois is probably one of the top three characters that I've ever played in the 37 years of being an actress. So to be able to go back and do it was unreal." She also voiced her gratitude to the fans who never stopped hoping Lois might one day return, saying that their support means everything to me. "I mean, if they hadn't spent the last 27 years constantly making little buzzing noises about Lois coming back or me coming back as Lois, I wouldn't be in this position. It's inspiring, and I am forever grateful. This whole experience can really be summed up in that word." Though Sofer's return was initially intended to be a limited run, things worked out so well between the actress and the powers that to be at GH that Lois's storyline was expanded beyond the show's original plans. Lois wound up becoming a central player in the dramatic storyline that saw Brooke Lynn learn that Gio was the son she'd given up all those years ago, and that her mother had deceived her about the boy's whereabouts. Even before Sofer came back to GH, she and her husband, director Sanford Brookstaver, had been planning to move out of Los Angeles and establish a home base in upstate New York. This past August, they made that dream a reality, and Sofer posted a video to Instagram announcing the news, which she captioned, "Goodbye, L.A." Since that time, she has traveled back to Los Angeles to make a few additional appearances as Lois, but in today's episode, the character revealed to Brooke Lynn that she was leaving the country that very day and jetting to Seoul, South Korea, to become a tour manager for Blaze, and that length of the tour was to be determined. Since the singer was adding new dates all the time, she assured Brooke Lynn through tears that the second you need me, I'll drop everything and come running. This built-in opportunity for Lois to return to Port Charles yet again was very much by design. A GH source tells Digest that the door is always open for Sofer to slide back into the role sometime in the future. In our final story today, in memoriam, General Hospital alumni June Lockhart, star of Lassie and Lost in Space, dies at 100, by Mara Levinsky. June Lockhart, the Tony Award-winning actress whose career flourished in the golden age of Hollywood, passed away on Thursday, October the 23rd, in Santa Monica, California, at the age of 100. General Hospital fans will remember her from her recurring role as Maria, Felicia Cunningham's loving grandmother, which she began playing in 1984. Born in New York City in 1925, Lockhart's parents, Jean Lockhart and Kathleen Arthur Lockhart, were both actors themselves. Remarkably, they met when Thomas Edison hired them to perform on a tour promoting his latest inventions. And she was only 8 years old when she made her professional debut in a production of Peter Ibbetson at the Metropolitan Opera. She recalled to Soap Opera Digest in 2015, "When the opportunities to act presented themselves, my father said, just do it for the experience and learn the discipline of being on a set. When you grow up and you want to do it as a career, then fine. That really gave me a lovely perspective." At the age of 9, Lockhart, an only child, and her parents relocated to the West Coast. Daddy came out to begin his career with MGM and then Warner Brothers, Lockhart shared with Digest. "I have all kinds of wonderful memories of living in and around Hollywood. On Saturdays, my girlfriend and I would be dropped off on the boulevard to go to a movie at the end of the day. And we would be picked up at C.C. Brown's Hot Fudge Sunday Emporium at Grauman's Theater." Lockhart's career began to take off as well, with roles in movies like 1938, A Christmas Carol, and her parents played Mr. and Mrs. Cratchit, All This and Heaven, too, in which her on-screen mother was Betty Davis, and Sergeant York alongside Gary Cooper. During her senior year of high school, she inked a contract with MGM. One particularly memorable film she did for MGM was the lavish musical Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland. "She was quite extraordinary," Lockhart told Digest, who recalled, "We would all come in early morning, get into makeup and wardrobe, and then we waited and waited. But Judy wouldn't show up. After lunch, they would say, 'Well, Judy is not coming in today. You can all go home.' The next day, it was the same thing. And finally, she came in and she was fabulous. She was funny. She knew all of her lines and we shot the scenes with absolutely no problems. We were just in awe of her." Television soon became an even bigger focus of Lockhart's professional life. At first, she eschewed the starring roles. I was happy with just being a guest star," she explained to Digest. "But that all changed when the producers of Lassie were recasting the role of matriarch Ruth Martin, played at the time by Cloris Leachman. Lockhart was offered the role but turned it down. And as she was living in New York at the time, she moved back to L.A. while in the throes of a divorce. And she recounted to Digest, "I was stopped at a red light, and alongside me pulls up the Lassie producer, Benita Granville, and the director, Bob Golden, both of whom I had known since I was 12 years old. Bob called out, 'I wish you would do Lassie.' And I said, 'I would for a year.' And he came back with, 'That's not long enough.' And as I was driving home, I thought, 'What am I being so grand about? Here is a show that has a following, fully sponsored, CBS loves it, and it just dropped in my lap again. I had 2 children to support, so I called my agent to see what they were offering as far as salary and what the job would involve. And that's how it happened." After a 5-year run as Ruth, another matriarch role came calling: Maureen on Lost in Space. Lockhart, who herself was passionate about aviation and space exploration, was proud of the show's legacy, telling Digest, "Many astronauts have said to me that watching Lost in Space as a little boy or girl made them realize what they wanted to do when they grew up." Lockhart made her soap debut on GH while it was being executive produced by the legendary Gloria Monty. Lockhart made her last GH appearance as Maria in 2000, but her legacy of the show lives on in her granddaughter, Maxie, whose full name is Maria Maximilia Jones and was named after Felicia's grandmother and grandfather, Maximilian. The actress also appeared on primetime soaps, playing Mary Robeson on Knott's Landing in 1985, Dr. Sylvia Haywood on The Colbys in 1986, and Celia Martin on Beverly Hills in 90210. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peake for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.